Chris Stanley, CBS News. Okay, and welcome to News Talk 830 WCCO. This is the Phil Hendry Show, and this is my very first night here at WCCO. And who knows? You know, this. First of all, I'm learning how to drive the Starship here. It's a massive broadcast facility. There are screens, and there's 15 television monitors. I'm looking at a guy playing tennis here. I'm looking at another guy playing golf. I've got some kind of a weather screen in front of me. What else is on television tonight? Can we flip around any of these channels? We can just look at anything we want here tonight. We've got, here, look at it, I got my remote control. What do you guys want to watch? Now, here's a woman who looks like, excuse me, she looks like she was in a fire, but she's singing a great, I can't even hear what she's singing. There's another guy here on video. You guys, you know, you've been listening to WCCO your entire life. You realize what this place looks like? It's unbelievable. You know, I keep waiting for somebody to go, mission control, ready to blast off, and we're going to, lose our second stage here. We're going to lose something. Let's see what else is on television tonight. There's TNT. Little boy. There's, some home movies. There's a blonde-haired girl talking about how she can't surf in New York. There's a Talkback America. This looks like a rerun of McHale's Navy. There's something else happening here. This is wild. Oh, the 700 Club. Who is that guy that Pat Robertson hires? He's the black gentleman with the wild hairdo. Who is this poor guy? There's Pat Robertson. He's probably laying something heavy on this guy like, hey, you know that the world is just going to blow up as soon as I will it to. I mean, the hurricane turned back. I can make anything happen. What else is going on? Listen, guys, my name is Phil Hendry, and for want of a better thing, we'll call this a Twilight Zone rerun. All right. Look at this. You ever love it on television when they put people into old person, you know, when they try to make people look older? They can never do it. Here's a guy who's trying. They've got two actors on a Twilight Zone. This guy is supposed to be maybe in his 70s, and you can tell he's like 30. And somebody put just a gray wig on him and threw some talcum powder on him. And the woman, she looks like she's 25 with a gray wig. Looks like George and Martha Washington just before some kind of a nuclear fallout. It was Bob Hope? It is Bob Hope. He is 80. Who am I kidding? All right, there's a helicopter that's going to blow up. This is great. Oh, look, here's a cooking show. Is this the Cajun Chef? I can tell you, I don't know what channel this is on, but if you're watching this guy, he's holding a glass going, now I'll tell you something right now, folks. You can put wine in this or have one heck of a bar fight. Just smash it off at the corner of a table and baby, it's good. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, Reba McEntire. Oh, here's C-SPAN, Representative Henry Waxman saying, it's not my phone bill. Not mine, baby. And here's Admiral J. William Keim of the Coast Guard, and he's addressing a Senate subcommittee as to why they should not disband the Coast Guard. Oh, sir, I'm telling you right now, we really need a Coast Guard. So that's what's going on here in the old TV set tonight. It's wild. This is great. Anyway, Phil Hendry Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And let me tell you, the Twins lost. It was a 5-1 to the White Sox. The Gophers won the NIT. They beat the University of Southern California by, 19 points. I don't know what the final score on that was, but do they advance on now? Are they moving on to, who are they going to play next? The championship game is in Madison Square Garden, and I guess they're, one more bracket, and then they're off and running. What we're going to do tonight here, guys, is we're going to bring on a guest, and I don't know whether you saw the news today or heard the news, but a very bizarre story out of Athens, Ohio, I believe. It's a strange story out of Athens, Ohio. And apparently, there was a Barney the Dinosaur show on, okay? You know, are you familiar with this character, Barney the Dinosaur? You know what this is? This is like a character. He's a stuffed, I don't want to say he's stuffed. He's a guy in a dinosaur suit and is quite popular with the little ones. And apparently there was a Barney the Dinosaur show on in Athens, Ohio, and someone had superimposed over the Barney character, Submit to Barney. And what was the other thing? Barney rules all or something? There was some sort of a it wasn't exactly subliminal, but someone had messed with the video so that there was a negative, kind of negative connotation given to the Barney show. Now, I was put in touch today with a guy by the name of Ed Woosney. And Ed is out of Kansas City, Missouri. And just coincidentally, with this Barney the Dinosaur story going on, coincidentally, Ed has been active with a group of parents in the Kansas City, Missouri area concerning this whole Barney the Dinosaur character. Now, we're going to try to bring Ed up here. And I've got him on the line from Kent. What are we touching? The screen says touch here, you know, and it's got a picture of like a Marilyn Monroe lookalike. Just touch here. Anyway, we're going to bring Ed on the air here this evening. And Ed, thank you for joining me from Kansas City.
Thank you very much, Phil. It's good to be here.
Now, Ed, you've always got a good line in Kansas City. Ed, tell me a little bit about why it's fortuitous, if you will, that I've got you on the show tonight.
Well, Phil, you were talking earlier about an episode in Kansas City, Missouri, concerning in Athens, Ohio, concerning the Barney the Dinosaur television show that was on today, and it said submit to Barney. Now, my understanding was that this was some kind of a joke. It was some kind of a prank that was pulled by maybe people at the television station there or what have you. But we don't feel that this is entirely the case. We feel that the Barney the Dinosaur children's television program is a negative influence on our young people.
This is a, if you don't mind me saying so, this is the first that I've ever heard of your organization. I mean, have you guys been around for a while?
No, we've been around approximately 2 years. We've been monitoring children's television programming across the United States. And we've only recently become aware of this Barney the Dinosaur character. As you know, it's quite popular with parents and children alike. And we feel there's a great misunderstanding out there about this character.
All right. Tell me, if you would, what is the misunderstanding? And as I said, you've got some kind of a negative read on this whole Barney character?
So we certainly do. Barney the Dinosaur, we feel, is a negative role model, if you will. You know, you can say all you want about all the nice things. He dances with the children, he sings songs, he shows them how to do projects and how to, you know, this that and the other thing. But we feel that the idea of our children having a reptile, it sounds silly, but a reptile as a role model is entirely negative. And to be quite frank with you, Phil, we feel that there are some satanic undertones to this. Now, I've been laughed at on other radio programs when I bring this up, but when you look at the role that the reptile has played in mythology and down through the years, this is just an extension of this sort of reptilian negativity that has permeated culture, and we feel it's very, very negative.
Now, here you're talking about Barney the Dinosaur, for crying out loud. I mean, this is a character that is loved by children. You brought it up. I mean, I personally speaking, I don't watch the show. I think maybe I've seen clips. You know, they try to sell these Barney the Dinosaur videotapes. But all I see is this dinosaur dancing with kids. How is this dinosaur negatively affecting the children?
Phil, it's just a matter that this is a large reptile. You know, people laugh at me when I bring this up. It is a negative image for the young people. It is a large a dinosaur. It is an extinct, and I might add, this is a Tyrannosaurus Rex dinosaur, which was known to be carnivorous. It was a violent animal. It was if we lived in those times, I'm sure we'd say it was not a well-loved creature. It is it is cold-blooded. It lays eggs. It is part and parcel of what we consider to be a reptilian satanic influence.
Now, something in the literature that you sent me today over the over the fax was a little bizarre. You mentioned Jim Morrison of the Doors.
Yeah, we were talking about the musical rock band, The Doors.
Yeah, now what exactly was the problem you had with that?
The Doors were a rock band in the late 1960s, and there was a lead singer of that group by the name of Jim Morrison. Are you familiar with him, Phil?
Yes, I am. I'm familiar with Jim Morrison and their music.
There was a song that they had out that starts out, and we have the albums here at our organization, Kansas City, and we have listened to these, and we are very familiar with these, but the The song starts out, I am the Lizard King. I can do anything. This, again, when I brought this up, people, they've laughed at me, and they've said that I'm making a lot out of nothing. But when you hear Jim Morrison of the Doors, known for his satanic influence, known for the satanic lyrics of his music, and bringing up the Lizard King, now here we are in 1993, Phil. We are 20 years down the road, 25 some odd years, and here is this dinosaur, a lizard, a reptile, that is being worshipped, if you will, by a generation of young people. And not only that, it, in my opinion, encourages a slavish and a commitment to a multinational oil interests.
Multinational oil interests, and how do you get that?
By the mere fact, as you know, Phil, fossil fuels are derived from dead dinosaurs, and this is just another step toward indoctrinating our young people into the corporate multinational mentality.
This is this is so bizarre, it's beyond me, but the more you talk about it, the more sense it makes, that it's a sort of a subtle indoctrination of our young people into some kind of a mindless robot corporate mentality, and it also is a subtle kind of mindless manipulation of our young people into almost a satanic or a godless kind of lifestyle.
And what else does a reptile represent? That's why we feel that we are on the right track with this. And we have called and written a lot of the different radio and television stations around the country that have been promoting this Barney the Dinosaur character.
All right, we're going to take a break here, Ed, and you hang on the line. And this is the Phil Hendry Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. Now, our lines are wide open here at 989-9226. Hey! 989-9226. I got four lines here. Give us a call if you got any questions for Ed Woosnee. You might be a parent who's been concerned about this whole Barney the Dinosaur thing. It's kind of a mania, wouldn't you say, Ed?
It most certainly is a mania. It's just taking the country by storm, and we need to nip it in the bud. I feel we need to nip it in the bud right now.
All right, 989-9226 is the number, or 1-800-327-TALK. That's 1-800-8255. Give us a call. Talk to Ed Woosnee. I don't know what the guy's about, but I've known Ed for a couple of years, and I think that he's probably on to something. This is the Phil Hendry Show. It's 117 on News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, I'm going to take a look at a little bit of the weather here for the Twin Cities. And partly cloudy. We're going to have a high of 57 degrees today. It's 31 degrees currently in the Twin Cities. And we'll keep you up to date on that, guys. 31 degrees currently.
You stepped on my toe.
Sorry.
Okay, now how do you feel?
Low. So low I see into your toe.
Now visualize that image to say I'm sorry in Spanish.
Lo siento your toe?
Lo siento means I'm sorry.
Oh, that's easy. Lo siento.
You too can learn Spanish, French, German, or Japanese. So don't say lo siento, I don't understand. You can. It's easy and fun with National Dynamic Speed Tapes. Just call 1-800-545-1985. 1-800-545-1985.
These are some of the rules for the Magical Getaway. Retailers and sponsors including participating IGA stores, Jubilee, More 4, Festival Foods, and independent retailers serviced by Gateway Foods. Weekly entrants are eligible to win a bonus getaway giveaway of a $500 in-store shopping spree gift certificate. Each Thursday between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. from February 18th to April 8th, 1993, CCO Radio will announce on the air the name of a contestant selected at random from all entries received who registered at one of the getaway retailers the previous week, Sunday through Saturday. The selected entrant will have 8 minutes and 30 seconds to call CCO Radio at 989-9226 or 1-800-327-8255 to win the $500 gift certificate. If the contestant does not phone within the allotted time, the $500 gift certificate is forfeited. You must be 18 years of age or older to participate. All winners will be selected from random drawings. Employees of CBS Incorporated and participating sponsors and their families are not eligible to win. Limit one trip prize per household or immediate family. Listen to CCO Radio for more rules on the Magical Getaway.
Oh, I'm going to be a winner today, Dark. I can tell.
How do you know?
Do physical problems prevent you from getting the rest you need? Then stop suffering. Visit ComfortRest adjustable beds. For years, doctors have recommended adjustable beds for back, respiratory, and circulatory problems. By pressing a button, you can raise or lower your head or feet to the position most comfortable for you. Sleep soundly and awake refreshed with the ComfortRest electric adjustable bed. And if you've put off making that purchase until now, there's never been a better time. You see, ComfortRest has a special limited time offer. You'll save up to one-third off the list price. Also mention you heard about this on WCCO, and they'll take an additional $100 off any adjustable bed you choose. ComfortRest offers the largest selection in the Midwest, all sizes and firmnesses, and they carry five major brands. Stop by today at 5019 University Northeast for ComfortRest. That's 5019 University Northeast, just four blocks south of 694 in Columbia Heights.
News Talk 830 WCCO, Phil Hendry Show here at 21 minutes after 1 o'clock, and our first night tonight on WCCO, operating the Starship, and the whole thing just blew up right in front of me, man. The screen, right, it just went right there. So, so if you don't hear as many commercials tonight, man, I'm sorry. Anyway, we have with us Ed Woosney live in Kansas City. Ed is part of a parent group. Ed, do you have a name for your group?
Hello. Yeah, as yet... As yet, we don't, Phil, but we are in the process of organizing.
You've been in, together with these parents for, what, 2 years?
Informally, yeah. We've been letter writing a campaign and various things. We were aligned with this. You might have heard the movement about Mighty Mouse. And again, we've taken an awful lot of insults and whatnot for the Mighty Mouse thing.
What exactly was the Mighty Mouse thing?
That was our feeling. We saw a Mighty Mouse cartoon where it looked like he might be snorting or sniffing some kind of cocaine, and we were on top of that.
You were right on top of Mighty Mouse looked like he was sniffing cocaine?
In one of his cartoons, yes.
I didn't hear about that. What was that?
That was about 3-4 years ago. We got a lot of the networks to drop a lot of these Mighty Mouse cartoons.
Well, you're really quite involved in all of this. All right, we got some calls for you. Would you like to take some calls, Ed?
I most certainly would, Phil.
All right, our number is 989-9226. So let's see if we can do this here. We're going to go to our first call, and this is John in downtown Minneapolis. John, you're on the air.
Hi, Ed. Are you getting paid to come up with these theories?
I beg your pardon?
Are you being paid to come up with these theories, or are you volunteering to do this?
I'm not being paid at all, sir. This is entirely a non-profit effort.
Okay, I do want to say my daughter watches Barney every day. She's on a it's on at 10:30.
Oh my goodness.
And 12 o'clock here.
Oh my goodness. I would strongly advise you, sir, to take a second look at it.
My daughter has Barney t-shirts, sweatshirts, backpacks.
See, this is the insidiousness of it, sir. This is the marketing insidiousness of it.
What do you mean, marketing insidiousness, Ed?
Well, I don't think it takes a too much thought to figure out that there are a lot of different things involved here. You've got a television program. You've got stuffed dolls. You've got T-shirts, as this gentleman's indicated. And it's all designed to get the children lockstep in line with his character.
Hmm.
Do you really think if Barney was bad, he'd be teaching these kids to look both ways before they cross the street? I mean, if he was evil, he would be subliminally telling them not to look when he crosses the street.
He may very well be, sir. One of the things that I have a problem with is children learning these things from a large lizard. Basically, this is what we're talking about.
How do you feel about Sesame Street, then?
Well, this again, you know, what happened to human beings? What happened to Captain Kangaroo? And you don't see Mr. Rogers using giant animals.
No, he uses small people.
Well, he uses people. He uses replicas of human people.
Evil kings.
But he doesn't... Well, but they're people that you can learn from other... I know that you're making fun of me, sir, and that's fine. But I'll just tell you right now...
I'm not trying to. I just can't believe that Barney's an evil being.
No, all I'm saying... Sir, don't you find anything wrong with the fact that your children are learning all these things from a
They're not learning them all from them. We are teaching them, too. But it is helpful to have her watching this one.
To have a large pink lizard tell her how to cross the street?
A large pink lizard. I can understand.
He's a dinosaur, not a lizard.
It's a reptile, is what I'm saying.
I think Barney actually may be Jim Morrison coming back from the dead.
All right. I understand you're making fun of me, sir, and I've encountered this before, and that's all right, but when you see your country coming apart at the seams because of this, and this...
Are you saying that the country is falling apart because of Barney?
I can see that you think I'm funny.
Well, let me interject something here, Ed. Now, this gentleman's got a valid question. You know, the country... Is you know, we've got all kinds of negative influence in this country, but a large pink dinosaur, for crying out loud, I mean,
even if you look back at cartoons were violent. There I could see that there's a problem.
I will say,
you know, where there's a piano falling off a building and landing on a guy and they show him smushed there, but there's no violence on Barney. He teaches manners. He teaches hygiene.
I think there is an unspoken or a tacit violence in the character itself. This is a tyrannosaurus. Are you familiar with dinosaurs, sir?
Not very, no.
This is a Tyrannosaurus rex, and it's the most violent creature that ever walked on the earth.
Well, how do we know that?
Well, you can ask any scientist or what have you. They'll tell you.
Well, anyway, John, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Bye.
There we go. There's John. Let's go to another call here. I think we've got...